Hey, yeah, yeah, it's that big Bumble Bali with some Grease Valley Radio. Yeah, yeah, what's up, Grease babies? What's up, my fucking wayward wanderers? Yeah, it's your boy, and today I'ma go questing. Hey, I'm gonna quest. It's my first time, my first quest. Ayo, and I'm gonna bring you along with me. Wow, isn't that, whoa, I don't go out much, and you know, I feel a little bit more comfortable talking on the talkie box if I am gonna go out. So let's do this, let's go on a quest. I rigged up my talkie box to my wrist. It's a bunch of circuitry, it's all wrapped around. I can't break it, I gotta keep it safe. So you know, I'm gonna bring y'all around with me. Y'all gonna hear some of the beautiful sounds and meet some of the awesome friends, hopefully I'll make. I don't talk to many people, so hopefully I can find a friend out there. But there's gonna be monsters and myths and treasure and all this crazy stuff, cause I am gonna go quest for some pure rainbow grease. Ayo, that pure rainbow grease found only in the Decadence Caverns. I've mentioned it before. You go check that episode out, because I'm gonna travel on in there. I'm gonna go over the foothills. I'm gonna travel through the fucking hills of Dungo, and I'm gonna make it all the way to the Rainbow Grease Falls. Ayo. This is gonna be a very dangerous quest. It's gonna be very intimidating. So I appreciate you guys coming with me. And you know, if I get in trouble or if I die out there, you guys will be able to tell me what's up. And you know what? Maybe while I'm out there, I could find something like, maybe I could find the Rainbow Lotus Peed herself. Ooh, receive her blessing. Ooh. You never know what will happen. But there's a lot of danger out there, and I'm scared of the fucking grease dogs. I'm scared of leaving my shack, in all honesty. I never really leave it, because what the fuck? What if they come back? What if they go through my shit? They take my stuff? I don't really know what I'm gonna do if they do that, but I can't live in fear. I can't live in fear of the fucking grease dogs. I gotta go adventure. I gotta go quest. So, hey yo, listen to some nature. Hear some questing. Go through my danger. What's up? It's Grease Valley Radio. A quest episode to you. Yeah, yeah, so I'm off. Ooh, I'm on the path. I'm on the path out of Grease Valley, off into the foothills. I just love the valley. I hate leaving it. Honestly, it makes me nervous leaving the Grease Valley, because, like, what do I need out of here? Everything I need is in the valley. It's my forever home. It's a beautiful spot. All the grease puddles, all the little rolling hills I always look out to. Oh, there's the grease mills. Ooh, the grease mills. Oh, such an important part of our town. Without that, our whole export of grease would probably just be ruined. That's our main export. That's how our economy runs. Those grease mills. The three big grease mills. Some say the grease gods put them there. Oh, and then there's the Schlot Pit. Oh, and Mother Maddox's. The Gibson Squirrel Farm. Always so cute. Ooh, there's Balthus's Field. Ooh, yeah, Balthus, Ponzi's giant dawn boar. He's living in the field nowadays. Oh, he's so cute. I go out there and I hang out with him. All the kids like to play on him and play on his big old belly. He loves it. He's a very happy piggy. The kids even braided his hair lately. He walks around the big black Balthus all through the field. He looks so cute. Oh, we have our special whistle, or my special whistle. It allows me to call to him, and then he runs up to me from across the field. It's so cute. I don't use it often. It's the good old... look, he's looking up at me. Hi, Balthus. Bye-bye. Bye, baby. Me going quest. Ooh, and then the big old fairground. I'm gonna pass by that coming up. Yep. Can't wait for next year's Grease Lantern Gathering. Should be a really good one. Hopefully you guys will be around for that. Oh, such a fun time. Such a great one. So, my field guide. I'm using a field guide. I got Sigli's field guide to the northern regions of the Broken World. And it's telling me to watch out for the armored possums, the people-eating river gulls. I've talked about river gulls before. Apparently there's rogue druids and spirits reported in these forests, but not as bad as the rabid owls. Ugh, rabid owls? I don't want to get mauled by an owl. That's terrible. Apparently there's something about cragged river rocks. To be careful, warning, most do not return from the cragged river rocks. I don't know what that means. It says they could chase you. And apparently there's a bunch of mag thieves up here. Of course, oh, the beautiful little magpies, but nowadays they got these red eyes and this murderous rage, and they'll attack you in flocks. It's terrible. The birds up here, wild ones. Bye, Grease Valley. Bye-bye. I'm off. I'm gonna do some hiking. I'm gonna go through the grimy foothills, and I'll update you soon. Bye-bye, Grease Valley, to you. So I'm in the beautiful rolling hills right now. We like to call these the grimy foothills. Oh, the grimy foothills, such a great time. I had one of my first no money kisses out here. Oh, so good. There's a bunch of old grease barrels lying around. A whole grease ponds up here. The whole ponds of grease are great. It means must be approaching the Rainbow Grease River. Ooh, Rainbow Grease River. Now, some think that means they're getting rainbow grease, but that's not pure rainbow grease. That's not, come on, you gotta get the pure rainbow grease if you're gonna be a real quester. A real quester, gonna get that fucking pure rainbow grease. But the flowers up here are so great. Such great flora up here. Then my field guide saying, ooh, this is the gunky bitter fruit. The gunky bitter root, ooh, has an edible taste to it. People used to make beer out of this. Ooh, this is a glittery fairy slipper. Ooh, this has got such a dink. Ooh, little glitter comes off of it. Oh, I remember I was tripping one time in a field, and there's a whole mass of all of them. Oh, a bunch of fairy slippers. I thought they were the houses of fairies. Oh, so good. Some holy fireweed. Damn, holy fireweed in this field? That's a good find. You know what's not a good find? All these fucking whistle pigs. I can hear some chirping right now. The whistle pigs are sounding off. They're gonna, bunch of angry whistle pigs gonna come fuck me up if I stay here too much longer. Pfft, fucking whistle pigs. You got them all scared and they're all patchy and they got gross skin. They're all scarred up. Ugh, I don't wanna fuck with these things. I need a pet. I need a pet, like maybe like a pet raptor who could protect me. I like birds, yeah. Big pet raptor to protect me. A slime hawk, maybe. Something to consider. Well, I'm gonna get out of here before these fucking whistle pigs come and get me. I'll talk to you guys soon. Stick around. More Grease Valley Radio to you. So I had to bring you in because, I'm near this river and I think I saw a stag prince. A stag prince in these areas? Near the Rainbow Grease River? Gotta go check it out. So I'm gonna investigate. I'm gonna go follow it. Gonna hopefully find the stag prince. Now, stag princes are glowing stags. They got this glowing color to them. And they supposedly speak the tongue of God. Now, by speaking the tongue of God, they can lighten and just kind of like tranquilify all the entities nearby them and just kind of make everything happy. Oh, their beautiful glowing haze. They're just such a fucking grace to see. I want to see if I could find one. I want to see if I could just like study it and tell you guys what I see. I've gotten a little lost in the rolling hills. They're kind of confusing. You go over one valley, you go into the next dip, and now I don't even know really how to get back, but it'll be okay. I'm gonna go find this glowing stag. We're gonna get it. Hey, what's up? What?
What always huh,
what's that? What's that I'm hearing? What is this? What am I? I'm gonna go investigate whoever the fuck this is. This is goofy as fuck. I gotta go see this. Let's see. Okay, so it's a face on the side of a rock wall. It's just like a giant rock wall. It's part of the environment, and there's a face in it. It's about 4 foot big. It's got these giant old green eyes. It's got all these kind of like geometry around it, embedded in like kind of like runic fashion. They're like impressed into the stone, and then there's just like protruding lips. This guy's eyes. This guy's fucking giant old eyebrows. It's so goofy. He's just saying this over and over and over again. So I'm gonna go approach him. I'm gonna see what happens. Let's see if I can get this. See what's going on with this real ass motherfucker.
What always runs but never walks, often murmurs, never talks. Has a bed but never sleeps. Has a mouth but never eats.
Okay, so you want me to do your riddle? You want me to do your little riddle right now? Okay, I like the sound. Mouth, but never eats. It's got, never sleeps, never talks. It's like an animal. It's like a piece of, nature. It's like angry, maybe. It's never, it murmurs, though. Huh. You motherfucker. You son of a bitch. Is it a fucking river? Is it a fucking river?
Congratulations, mortal. Take my mouth loot.
Ugh. What the fuck is this? Jesus. Ugh. What the hell? It's like a silver coin, and it's got a big foot imprinted on it. It's got a bunch of little geometric symbols all over it, but like, just a giant foot in the middle of a silver coin. Oh, you're just gonna close your mouth now? Oh, okay. And, he's just gonna keep doing his, little riddle. Whoa, what's that? Oh my gosh. Wait. It's the stag prince. I found it. That's an actual stag prince. Holy fuck. It's doing its mantras right now. I can see it. It's making all the rocks levitate nearby. It's creating this wake in the river. Oh my god. What a fucking sight. Oh, I want to get closer. There's all these weird rocks nearby. Just Jesus Christ. All these cragged rocks. I gotta get closer. Look, I can give you guys a better listen. Wait. Oh shit. Oh fuck. What the fuck? Okay, run. Okay, I gotta get out of here. Run. Fuck. Okay, there's a wooded area. I gotta go. Run. Oh shit. Stop. Okay, I'm almost at the woods. Oh shit, hill. hey, it's this boy, so I'm a little banged up, I'm a little not feeling the best, I got, I got bad, not so great wrist. This is definitely bad wrist. Doctors would say this is not a good wrist. So, oh God, I'm pretty sure that was a river giant. I've only ever read about them in the era of no money, but Jesus Christ, what the fuck? Like, it hides like a boulder and it's got this cracked skin, and then when you get too close, it turns into a giant, it leaves its boulder form, and it fucking comes and tries to crush you. Ugh, I don't know how I got away from that thing. I'm so lucky out here. It's a good day, you know. It must be a great day. Ugh. That's cool, that's good. Not a good wrist, but I'm still okay. I'm alive. I'm a little lost. I think this is Muck Lake. I heard people get high at Muck Lake, but I don't see anyone, and there's a lot of mud herons nearby. They like to eat people at night, I know that. I got like 3 hours of sunlight left. I'm okay. The quest is going pretty good, as some might say. So I think I'm gonna keep on going. I gotta keep on moving, you know what I mean? I've been resting by this lake for a while. So I gotta keep moving, gotta reach the hills while I still got time to get back, you know? I'm seeing a lot of Greatest Valley goon markings near here. They got all these tree markings. It's like a spearhead with a golden spiral in the middle. They marked on pretty much like every tree in the area right now. There's a lot of pando trees. Pando trees always look amazing. I love the look, and to know that they're just kind of one mass entity with all the roots connected, and they just grow in one massive organism that grows from each other and influences the forest around it. I love it. But these fucking goons keep marking up these beautiful pando trees. I gotta go stop them, these motherfuckers, so I'm gonna head up into the hills. Before I forget, I met a friend when I was all banged up and I was lying by the lake and I was crying into my lap. This little short hooded person came up to me. They're very nice seeming. It was a damp brown hood. They just kind of waddled up to me, and they, you know, they ate some of my food, they grubbed up the food, we had a good talk about bugs. They knew a lot about different kinds of bugs. I never really got to see their face. It was kind of cloaked by the hood the whole time. I saw a lot of circuitry popping out of the hood, maybe even like a little voice box at a certain point, but you know, they were an awesome person. It's good to meet friendly folk out here in the middle of the woods. This is where you find some of the best folk, smoking by a river, you know what I mean? They even did a commercial for me. I asked them if they want to say anything to all the folks out there, and they just kind of like grabbed my wrist and said, and just started shouting into it. So I thought I'd make a good commercial. So I'm gonna go off hiking. I'm gonna get to the hills. They're nearby. I could see them. So I'm gonna hike it out. Here's some Bubby Quickness.
Hey there, folks, Bubby Quickness, champion outlaw and residential gutter fiend. I got a deal for you today. Listen here, I found a box behind my house, and it's got some surgical equipment. I will pay you $295. I will pay you $425. I will pay you $1028 if you come down to my house and get some surgery. I got all the best surgeries. I got nose surgery, toe surgery, face surgery, belly surgery. Hell, I even do hair surgery. I cut that hair right off. Bubby Quickness. I also sell cats. I also have a puppy mill. I also sell you chocolate. I temper it myself. I do cars. I'm a doctor. Not the surgery kind of doctor, like a psychologist. Tell me your secrets. I can't tell the cops if it's murder. I have to take that to the grave. Bubby Quickness. I've done it before, and I'll do it again.
Yeah, So I made it to the top of the hills. I'm getting through them right now. I could see the Filth Crest from here. Oh, I got such a good look over the valley right now. I could see all the way to the other end of the valley. I could see the great god, Greasefire. The Greasefire. May it burn forever. Forever burn, my Greasefire god. Just the Grease Valley. It's so great. There's a lot of scrap metal up here. A lot of old shacks. It looks like burnt junk piles. It's a little sus up here. I don't completely love it, but what's wrong with a little scrap? A little junk piles? Junk piles have some of the best loot in them sometime. One time I found like the leg of a decrepit horse. What the fuck? Stop! Hey! What the fuck? Get away from me! Get the fuck off me! No! Get the fuck away from me! What the fuck are you guys? You fucking goons? You motherfuckers gonna jump out of a... What the fuck? What the fuck are you guys doing? What the fuck is this?
Shit! Let's get out of here, boy!
Fuck off, yellow nerd boy!
Yeah, let's get out of here! Valley goons, out!
Yeah! What the fuck? You just gonna jump into your guys' trash paddles again? They just kinda like grabbed their sheet metals and covered themselves and they're looking like rocks again. You guys just can't sit here and hide like you guys are fucking rocks. What the fuck are you... Ah, Jesus Christ. Whatever that sound was, I don't like it. I'm gonna... There's this little marmot. What's up, little marmot? Why are you scared? You want me to get in there with you? You're disgusting, dude. You're like bleeding and you got like these fucking scabs all up. Okay, marmot. Make room. Ugh, it's like fucking mucky in here. It's all gross. There's a bunch of goop on it. This guy knows, what the fuck? Fuck. Go away. Oh, shit. There's like tentacles, there's a bunch of fucking mawing mouths, there's a bunch of mouths just kind of clawing out at me. What the fuck? I think it's teeth, were they like knives? How many tentacles did that thing have? Marmot, what the fuck is this thing? Oh, Jesus Christ. All I can say is it had three legs, motherfucking tentacles all over the place, and this thing had a billion mouths. I'm not, no. Nope. Noping it out. We're noping it out. I see a nice little waterfall down there. I'm gonna head on down. That could be the Rainbow Grease Falls itself. So let me go check it out. I'll get back to you guys soon. Ugh, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Wow. I finally got the fuck out of there, and man, I made it to the Rainbow Grease Falls. Oh, it's so beautiful. Look, oh, it goes up so high. I'm just kind of chilling by this little pond, this little puddle at the bottom of it. The river goes off that way. Oh, not too far from the caverns now. I should be able to head into the caverns pretty soon. Just gonna eat a last little snack, get my snack time in. I got a classic Mother Maddox burger smoothie. The burger smoothie, really, with enough protein to keep you going all day. Eat some trail grit with that, and I'm feeling great. I'm feeling real good. I'm just gonna chill here for a bit and hopefully start feeling ready to hit the trail soon. Oh, what's that? But behind the falls, there's a, is that a person? Is that some kind of image back there? Some kind of, seems to be a hooded person, maybe? It's a humanoid, and it got big old ears, and this giant flower cape. It's just kind of drenched in flowers, just a million flowers all over its skin. What the fuck's wrong with you? What the fuck is this? Is it looking at me? What the fuck do you want from me, eh?
Have you brought me my gift?
No, I don't. I have this canned lasagna. I was gonna save that for dinner, but you could get some of that, you know?
Oh, are you not Mortimer? You you got any schmeg for sale?
Oh, yeah, no. I'm Bali. I'm Big Bumble Bali, and I got this Big Bumble Blunt if you want to get in on it. Ayo, I got that. I don't got any schmeg for sale, but I got some, you know, this good old schmeg right here in my leaf blunt.
Oh, thank you, friend. Yet I can only smoke the imbued schmeg. Okay.
Alright, well, you know, it's not too bad. I respect all the schmeg smokers and the way they smoke and what they smoke, so whatever. You know what you think about hill creatures? That hill creature up there? What the fuck? Is that thing gonna come down here and hunt me down? What the fuck is this? I'm planning on going down to the caverns to try to find some of that pure rainbow grease, you know what I mean? The falls is amazing, but I'm gonna find the pure stuff, you know? Find the purity in the world.
Oh, you've got a long way ahead of you, adventurer. Keep a strong head and a bright mind.
Oh, yeah, bye. See ya. Alright, well, I guess it's bare time to get on up and start descending into the darkness. Ayo, folks, it's the descent into the caverns of decadence. Oh boy, oh hey, we're here, folks. We made it. This is the Caverns of Decadence. Ooh, fuck. Okay, so I'm like tiptoeing along these paths. They're like little bridge-like paths of stone going over the river. I don't want to fall into the river right now, not with my talkie box. I'm following these paths. They're kind of leading me up further and further. I'm getting further away from the river, but I'm going to follow this path on up. Maybe it's going to bring me to the pure cave pond. That's essentially what I'm looking for, a giant cave pond where all this is originating from. Get that pure rainbow grease, and go home. That's it. Find the pond, get the grease, go home. Find the pond, get the grease, go home. It's easy. It's easy, Bali. You can't fuck it up. We're almost there. We've done it. We've done so much of it. The path is right now illuminated by this blue and purple glowstone all over. There's stalactites of it, stalagmites growing up from the ground. They got this beautiful purple haze, this blue haze. I feel like I'm inside of a diamond right now. It's just a pleasant time. We're surrounded by all this glowstone. There's all these... The closer I look, I see all these kind of like treasures of the 2000s. Just kind of like littered and engraved into the wall. Just kind of melted there with this kind of like weird flowery essence. There's a lot of like PS2 memory cards I'm seeing. I see Blu-rays of a couple classics up there. Is that Parasite, Community, all of Community? Wow. Zardoz, damn. Oh, they got Community Season 4, never mind. But give me that Zardoz, you know what I mean? Who the fuck's putting all this up there? There's even piles of this now. There's piles of old vinyls, what is it? A bunch of computers, box TVs, what the fuck? A bunch of box TVs from the old times? This is just a pile of satellites. Who the fuck is collecting all these satellites? Okay, I'm looking at the walls. I'm seeing a lot of circuitry coming out of some of these. I see a lot of cables, a lot of wires. They're all heading down this little path. I'm going further and further up. I could look down and see the rainbow fucking river down there. The Grease Rainbow River. It looks beautiful, but I'm pretty high up right now. Gonna follow the circuitry, see what I found. Whoa, what the fuck? Whoa. In this trash pile, I just found a glowing book. What the fuck is this? It's a stone book. Is this a runic cookbook? Oh, shit. Oh, holy fuck. There's like ancient recipes inside of here. Oh, this is some real thaumaturgy shit. This is some real alchemy. God damn, what the fuck? I can't understand all these pages. Some of this is way too undecipherable. It's almost like it's speaking to me. It's almost like I could kind of like understand every recipe as I like look through it and just kind of study it. Alright, putting this in the bag, you know what I mean? What's that? What we got over here? We got all the cables leading into this little cave, this music, what the fuck? What? Oh shit. What the fuck? What the
fuck is going, people, small cave, a lot of circuits, a lot of wires, there's blood glyphs on the wall, it's kind of fleshy in here, it's, Jesus Christ, there's an internet oracle in here, he's dancing around, he's jumping, he's dancing around a fucking, it's a computer that's connected to a dead body, it has all these wires connecting it to it, oh, holy shit, his face is covered by a big old torn cloth, he's naked, he's self-mutilated, he got rid of his penis and it's on top of the computer. Oh my god, what the fuck? Stop! Ugh, he's got this torn clothing on. Oh shit, he sees me. Fuck. No. So I just climbed out of this pond, and guess what? It's made out of rainbow grease. This is it. I found it. It's the pure rainbow grease, and that fucking crazy internet oracle isn't chasing me. I'm gonna start filling up some bottles, you know what I mean? I'm almost done. This is it. I got my quest. I'm almost over with it. I can fucking finally get out of this hellhole. I hope that this is being picked up right now. What the fuck?
Listen close, for there are two great threats to the Grease Valley. Two threats that endanger everyone you love and know. One in a green hood, a massive green hood that sweeps across its nation. They are caged bears of rage. They are trapped the whales, exempting by their shame and their regret. They have no choice in the matter, but will destroy all in their way.
To Grease Valley?
An immediate threat lies close, some would say right under your nose.
What the fuck are you talking about?
All of the grease flow.
What the
great grease flow of the valley will come to an end.
No.
This threat emerges.
No, not the grease! What the fuck are you? Get the fuck out here. What the fuck's going on? I just want my grease and I'm gonna get out of here, okay? Just don't hurt the Grease Valley. Don't send your threats after me. Don't. Oh shit. It's the Rainbow Lotus P. It's her. Oh god, it's horrible. She has emerged from the pond. She's giant. She's at least 20 foot tall. She's like the upper body of a human. She's beautiful, but she's got this lower body of a millipede, and she's just got 100 hands. It's like 300 hands just moving around. Little baby hands, big hands that stomp around. What the fuck are you? And there's all these mawing mouths up along her chest, and they're just chomping and looking at me. She's just staring at me. Why are you staring at me? What are you? Why you got little baby hands? Lotus Pain, I don't know what you are, but I see the giant spore spikes on your back, so don't approach me, please. They're horrible. They got growing lotuses all over. It's like there's mud on her back, but it's molded into her skin. All these mushrooms growing off of her. Please don't get near me. She's getting close. No.
Embrace me, Bali. Receive my holy blessing.
Someone help me, no. Where am I? I can't see anything. I gotta find my way out. I gotta go home. Gotta find the rainbow grease bottles. I gotta keep the cookbook on me.